Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So when you go to the doctor's office, nobody really complains all that much when they have to step on a scale. But the doctors also aren't taking a body mass index measurement, and that's the drawing line for many people. Currently, the BMI is not part of a routine checkup, but if the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force has their way, it could be. The task force suggests that all adults be screened for obesity, and patients with a body mass index of 30 or higher should receive intervention or counseling, and that could involve behavioral management activities like setting weight loss goals or talking about ways to improve your diet or add more exercise into your daily life. Joining us now is Art Kaplan, a bioethicist and the head of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Art, nice to speak with you, as always.
Hey, Celeste.
You know, Art, why are we talking to you? Why is this an ethical issue rather than a medical, just a purely medical issue?
Well, I can't explain why you're talking to me in any broad terms, but in a focused way about the ethics, it really gets involved with how far can a doctor go ethically to persuade you to try and lose weight? What's fair? What's education? What's information? And then where do we slide into coercion, shaming, guilting, and how far is that appropriate? So, you know, we really want to make sure that we do something about this obesity crisis, and your doctor's on the front line trying to do that. But in a way, the question is, how far can they go? What weapons can they use to get behavior change?
And this is something we've been asking to all of our listeners. We've gotten lots of responses. A listener in Newark, Delaware texted this: I know I'm overweight. I don't need a doctor either nagging me or worse, patronizing me. I pay them to help me find solutions, not berate me. And then Tasha Cox in Georgia texted this: my parents were told this for the first time a few years ago. They didn't like it. My mom changed doctors. I mean, aren't doctors regularly in the business of telling us things that we don't necessarily like or want to hear?
Well, you know, for a long time in medicine, we had an attitude that the doctor was to be value neutral, just give information and let the patient decide whether or not they wanted to follow it or what they wanted to do about it. What we're seeing now is a shift toward a more, if you will, directive style of interaction with the doctor, not just sitting there saying, well, your blood pressure is up here and, you know, your body mass index is out of whack, and then, but, you know, it's up to you. Now you're getting a little bit more, you've got to do something about it. And I support the shift. I think having more directive or more, if you will, kind of an ethically charged relationship with the doctor is important because, look, this obesity crisis is not only going to kill us, it's going to bankrupt us. So we have to get on top of it. I know in my own case, I struggle with weight. When I go to my doctor, we make a plan that I'm going to have to come in and get weighed and so on, and he's going to give me the evil eye if I haven't done something about it. That helps me, in a way, get on top of this in a way that just getting information is not going to do.
Well, also with us is Substantia Jones, founder and photographer of the Adipositivity Project, which is your body acceptance campaign. And Substantia, you go to your doctor. You are, by medical terms, by medical definition, obese, and yet your doctor doesn't berate you because he says you're healthy.
Well, that may be because I come armed with information, and it's not that it has never been brought up with me. It certainly has. But I come armed with the information that he has my records there in front of him, and he can see that there are no issues that are commonly associated with weight. And he knows that only then can he talk to me about it. I did a little – here's the thing. Weight has repeatedly been proven not to be an accurate indicator of one's health. There have been studies on this published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 05 and 07 and in the Journal of Obesity in 09, as well as studies in the American Heart Journal and a couple of others suggesting that a focus on weight in establishing a health goal can actually be harmful. And I did a little poking around on the website of this U.S. Preventive Service Task Force is making this recommendation. And regarding the research pertaining to it, what they're basing this on, from their own evidence review, it says, I'm going to quote this, included trials did not demonstrate an effect on mortality, cardiovascular disease, hospitalizations, or depression. And they conclude long-term weight and health outcomes data were lacking and should be a high priority for future study. Research should clarify which benefits are derived from specifically from weight loss or from the behavioral changes. So what we have here is a federally funded panel making rather noisy, expensive, redundant recommendation using the archaic BMI formula, for one thing. And this is by their own admission based on clinical trials which showed no effect on mortality or quality of life.
Right. I mean, I don't think most people would argue with you that BMI may not be the best measure that we can use. But are you actually arguing that there's no connection between obesity and health? That
I don't need to argue that because JAMA and these other journals have published studies showing. In fact, there was a Medicare study done in 07 that compared a group of calorie restrictors, dieters, against a group of folks who were employing the tenets of health at every size. And
right.
They found that both groups experienced the same health benefits in the short term, even though the health at every size folks didn't lose any weight. But 3 years later, the group of dieters had regained their weight and lost their health benefits, while the health at every size group maintained their health benefits.
I mean, I think what Substantia is saying, Art, is that you can be a skinny person can be unhealthy, whereas an overweight person can have all kinds of healthy indicators, can be leading an active and healthy life, and perhaps be healthier than a thin person.
Well, there's no doubt that you can be thin and sick and fat and healthy, but fat is not good in the long run. The damage that overweight does is not necessarily to your 20, 30-year-old, but you see it in the exploding rates of diabetes, you see it in the exploding rates of arthritis, and you see it in the exploding rates of heart disease. There may be a few studies that say, you know, the association between body mass index isn't there, but the explosion in weight and the toll that that's taking on health, I think, is beyond dispute. What I would say is this. We're not always sure how to get change with respect to weight. So back to the ethics for a second. Even if your doctor does get advice to talk to you, it's not clear that that's going to be effective in getting you to change your behavior. And I wish we had a magic bullet of counseling or programs to send people to. There aren't any. We have not come up with effective ways to really do battle with weight. Look, we're trying to use surgery, you know, bariatric surgery, tying off your stomach as a weapon in the war on weight, and I think that's a kind of pathetic admission that we really aren't doing a very good job at getting people to change their behavior.
So, Substantia, is there a way, let's say, that a person, an older person, has arthritis issues, or they've got type 2 diabetes, they have hypertension, conditions that could be improved if someone were to shed some pounds? How could a doctor say that without offending their patient?
Well, as the listener commented that you read earlier, there is a definite threat of harm if the doctor's relationship is with the patient is interrupted with shaming language or judgment that can put the patient's health in jeopardy because it can make them reluctant to return or even seek any future medical care or maintenance going forward. But we should argue the meaning of the word health. I believe, and the World Health Organization agrees with me, that health must be an overall state, including emotional well-being and happiness and social satisfaction. And you can't experience a single facet of health without addressing all the facets.
So are you there rejecting the connection between, I mean, are you saying, Substantia, that a doctor should not use the word obese?
I'm not offended by the word obese. It's a clinical label. I don't use it, but I'm not offended by it. But I'm saying the doctor should look at the actual medical issues and address those. When you connect it with weight, you are setting the patient up for failure, and you're being inaccurate.
And Art,
let me jump in and say, I think the doctor needs to be addressing immediate health problems, but they got to look forward a little bit, be oriented toward prevention as well, and that's part of the issue about weight and weight control. There may not be anything today, but if you don't do something about it, there's going to be something tomorrow. So the real issue is, can the doctor form an alliance with the patient that would allow them to sort of discuss weight without making someone feel humiliated to the point where they're not going to come back? Two other things that we need to do ethically. One, you got to give the doctor time to talk to the patient. We don't have much of that in our system. I know a lot of primary care people would say, no time. And the other issue is we got to come up with better techniques, better methods for getting behavior change. All this conversation is great, but if it doesn't lead to anything, we haven't gotten anywhere.
It's a fair point. Art Kaplan, head of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU's Langone Medical Center, and Substantia Jones, founder of and photographer for the Adipositivity Project, with some beautiful photos. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kathy from Michigan. I think it's a good idea for physicians to tell their patients if they're overweight or not. Anything to start a positive conversation about being healthier, I think, is overall a really good idea.
Contribute to this conversation. Do you think adults should be screened for obesity? Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. You can catch up on that conversation or anything else on the show at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.